Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Remain one of the biggest stories in the NFL with the quarterback competition ahead. Don't miss Darryl Ryder and Andy Baskin's latest edition of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. We'll discuss all the latest talk around the expectations for the upcoming season. Subscribe to It's Always Game Day in Cleveland now at 92.3thefan.com, on the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Sponsored locally by Smythe One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. Jake Vonnegut with you guys here on Overtime. And to get more information around stadium news, where the Browns are heading with OTAs and everything right in front of you, and upcoming quarterback things that may involve Deshaun Watson, let's welcome in one half of the Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast, brought to you courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. It's our good friend Darryl Ryder. Darryl, what's going on?
Not much. Just, dodging the war of words from the last 2 days.
Yeah, it about seems good about where grief. It's at. Yeah, it feels like it's right where we are. And Darryl, plenty of stuff, stadium news, and everybody just, I mean, we got letters back and forth. We get everything you can imagine. And it feels like it's, like you said, a war of words perfectly laid out. Well, Mayor Bibb saying today that, and I quote, there are more important priorities than the Cleveland Browns, and also saying we got to move on. Is this essentially the city conceding and saying the Browns can move to Brook Park?
They're not saying they can. They're accepting the fact that they're going to. I just posted a column on the website. It's time for this war of words nonsense to end. There's nothing either side can say that is going to be productive, that's going to move this thing forward and get everybody on the same page, okay? Chris Ronayne, the county executive, Justin Bibb, Michael Diemer, who's the president of Downtown Cleveland, Inc., those guys are in one corner. And then you've got the Haslams and some other business leaders. They're in another corner. They're not changing sides, okay? The Browns are moving to Brook Park. It's going to happen. Once the state comes through with the $600 million towards the project, which I believe will happen, I just don't know how it's going to happen here before the end of June, the project will move forward. Then the next thing will happen will be the Modell lawsuits will get settled. The Browns will probably have to write a check to the city of Cleveland to pay for the demolition of the stadium, which is something that Mayor Bibb has requested. And also, too, they will likely have to make a contribution towards redevelopment projects for that area where the stadium currently sits. Once all that's done, shovels go in the ground next spring and can put all this behind us, although I don't know that Chris Ronayne and Justin Bibb are going to be invited to that groundbreaking ceremony.
Yeah, I think I could take a pretty good stab at a big no on that one. You mentioned the lawsuits surrounding the Art Modell law. I was reading up on it, and of course, 92.3thefan.com. You can look at Darryl's article up on the website. The city's still not dropping the active lawsuit against the team surrounding that. Why is that?
Well, because they, again, as I explained, they want money from the Browns. Okay, that's what this has always been about. It hasn't been about stopping the Browns from actually leaving. It's about Bibb wanting to get his pound of flesh from the Browns and to repay some of the investment that has been made by the city and taxpayers into that building that is now going to be torn down after the 2028 season. So that's what it's about. And from my standpoint, I posted on X, I think we have reached the point now where it's time to just get in the room and negotiate the size of the check. How many zeros and what's the number going to be leading it off? Cut the check and everybody can just move on. And look, you know, Ronan won his battle, okay? He did not want to contribute toward the project. And the Browns said, fine. Last week, well, we'll just do this without you. We would prefer that you'd get on board and you'd help. But if you don't, well, we're ready to move on without you. We're not going to sit around and beg and plead and wait. So he won. He can take a victory lap. Hey, I saved the taxpayers $178 million. You know, we're not going to contribute toward the Brook Park project. But again, you're no longer invited to any events there, okay? You don't get to take a victory lap if it's successful. And if it flops, well, then you can take another victory lap. And then also, too, that means the Browns are going to lose a lot of money because they've got a lot of skin in this game. You know, people are acting like this is all publicly funded and it's being built in the cornfield somewhere. Brook Park is right across from the airport, which is in Cuyahoga County. You know, it's right across from the city limits of the city of Cleveland. It's not in the middle of nowhere. The Browns are putting up $2.4 billion of their own money for this project, okay? 1.4 of that is for the stadium. So it you know, there's a sizable risk here for them. And I think that that's a piece of the puzzle that the politicians don't want to acknowledge here. But again, I think that those lawsuits will be resolved. There will be a settlement reached, and the settlement will be, as I described earlier.
Dale Ryder, our Cleveland Sports Beat reporter, with us on the hotline. And so, Daryl, you sort of lay out, it feels like the Browns are probably open to paying that. If you're looking in the mind of somebody who doesn't know why are the Browns open to essentially paying the city who's, you know, just saying we want to be compensated for it, and the Browns not necessarily, you know, having to go through it and essentially compensate them for that?
Well, from my standpoint, I'd go tell the city to pound salt because that's just the type of person I am. I don't get mad. I get even. And if I don't have any legal obligation to give you a penny, I'm not.
You and I alike, Daryl.
and based on what I've heard, city does not have a case in federal court. There is no law that says you can force a business to remain in a location after they have fulfilled every term of a lease. Like that really is a violation of the Commerce Clause, which is in the Constitution. You can't do that. Now, if the Browns were leaving that lease early with time left on it, we're having a completely different discussion here. But they're going to fulfill the lease. And when that lease is fulfilled, the taxpayer will owe $0 toward that building. It will have no debt on it. And it can be thrown into the lake next to the old one, the original one. But I think that why the Browns might be willing to help out in some regard to be the good guy here. Okay, it's good public PR. Hey, you know what? Despite all the nasty things that have been said about us over the last, you know, 6 to 8 months here, since we made this announcement that we were pursuing Brook Park, hey, we're going to do the right thing. We're going to go ahead. We'll tear the stadium down. When it's all done, we'll make sure that gets done and it's ready to go so that the city is in position to turn that area into a world-class destination for folks. And I got to be honest with you, you know, the reason I favor the project so much, number one, I think the lakefront should not have a stadium next to it, especially when you have the Rock Hall and the Science Center and all that, and it's just parking lots in a stadium. There's so much you can do with that, so much more money to be made than having a stadium that sits empty most of the year, sitting there, taking up that kind of space. And two, you're going to have a building that can compete with on a world stage for world-class events, top world-class events that we could never, ever go after. You can now, you would then be able to go after Final Fours and regional NCAA regional weekends, and you can go after, you know, I don't know if they get a Super Bowl, but at least you could probably submit a bid for it and try. You could get more the big wrestling events that they do. You could get those back here. Major concert tours, instead of them going to Pittsburgh, maybe they'll come here instead. Okay? And you know, there's, you know, all these, you know, other big sporting events, college football playoff and things like that. These are things you can't go for now. So, and also, too, construction keeps the economy booming. You're talking $3.4 billion there. $2 billion for the airport, that's 5.4. Then another $3.5 billion on the riverfront. Help me with the math here. That's what, 8.8, something like that? That's a lot of money in construction. Plus, now let's throw in the lakefront and whatever they might do with that, right? Now you're looking at probably over $10 billion. All invested within this county. I'm not an economist, but I don't see how people building stuff is bad for the local economy. That's just me.
Yeah, I'm certainly not an economist either. And you realize I didn't help you with the math there. It's because I'm no mathematician either.
Well, I kind of like keeping along with all the numbers. I should have sat here and wrote them all down, but, you know, I'm just trying to do it in my head.
Yeah, I think I got to either 8 or 9.1, but that's why I didn't help, because I was at one or the other, and I was like, you know, if I don't have a solid answer, Daryl will get somewhere near there. We'll draw something
up. It was
up.
8.9.
Okay, 8.9. There we go. I was in the right range. I feel good about that. I was in the right range. Daryl, obviously, so it feels like we're going to Brook Park. That's going to be coming, down the line, 2029 season, I think, is what we've landed on now. Unfortunately, we have a 2025 season in front of us, though. That is that's the unfortunate reality. And we've been hearing across the station today, and Mary Kay also putting something in Cleveland.com today, essentially saying that the Browns not ruling out Deshaun Watson is a possibility, or she's not ruling out that the Browns think that. Is the door actually open with Deshaun, or is that slam shut?
I mean, for me, it's as close to slam shut as it gets. But look, he's progressing in his rehab from two Achilles tears in 3 months. The Browns are obligated to provide him with every resource possible to rehab and resume his career and get healthy. And then once he gets healthy, they'll have a decision to make. Do they want to put the guy on the field or not? So for me, I just think a lot of stuff needs to happen before that. Never say never, but look, they got four new quarterbacks in the room this year. What does that tell you?
Feels
and
like
they,
it
by
tells
the way,
me a lot.
They drafted two of them and got an extra first round pick for next year. What's that telling you? Does it really sound like Deshaun Watson's the future for this franchise?
I would definitely think no.
So, you know, again, I'll never say never that he won't ever, under any circumstances, step on the field wearing a Browns helmet ever again. But like this year, I just don't think it's feasible that he sees the field this year. 2026, for me, that very well could be a completely different conversation. But like this year, that's why they got four quarterbacks. They're not anticipating that he's going to be healthy. And if he's healthy, if he's able to, it's not going to be until December. And then what good do you do there when the season's lost and you got two or three games to go? Why would you put him out there, right? So you also have to do right by the player here. So the team's proceeding as if he's not going to play this year, even though they haven't come out and said that. Actions, don't go by quotes, go by actions. Actions tell you four new quarterbacks means they're not counting on that guy being available to them this year.
Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland Sports Beat reporter with us, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, do you think the Browns consider Kenny Pickett essentially as a quarterback one coming into OTAs and everything else? And do you think that's the right way to view it if they do?
Probably. What sense? You need to see him. You need to see Gabriel. You need to see Sanders. Joe Flacco's been here. You've seen him, right? You know what he's got. There's not much to be seen or learned. by giving Joe Flacco a lot of reps here this offseason. You got to find out about these three youngsters. So, yeah, I think it stands to reason Kenny Pickett would be one. And then, you know, start flipping coins about how you order the other three guys. But I think that focusing the reps on Pickett, Gabriel, and Sanders is probably the right approach.
Daryl, I'll get you out of here with this one. As we're looking around and the news surrounding the Browns, as much as we can go, Brooke Park, quarterback, they just like toss the extra cherry on top. Charles Woodson now being named as like a 0.01% owner. Does this change anything at surface value for a Browns fan or anybody paying any attention to the team?
No, and look, $5 million just doesn't go as far as it used to, okay? I mean, but it's great that he's, you know, he's got a little piece of the team right now, and who's to say that, you know, down the road he doesn't, you know, expand that a little bit or whatnot, but to get him involved at the ownership level, I think is a positive thing. And but as far as like a day-to-day operational thing or whatever, no, it changes absolutely nothing.
I just wonder, like, why? Charles, well, it felt like, I mean, not why invest in a team and why invest in the Browns. I mean, like,
well, you,
out of
you
all
do
the
that
teams.
Because there's money to be made. The right. NFL prints money, okay? And the Browns are about to do this project that should help them print more money, right? So, pretty good time to get in on it. And the value, look, the Haslam's bought the Browns for around $1 billion. And let's be honest about it. The team on the field has not performed all that great, right? Two playoff seasons since they've taken over, and that's been in the last couple of years here. But the valuation of the team is multiplied by five, right? And I imagine that's going to continue to grow and grow and grow. Once Brooke Park opens, I would imagine the value of the franchise grows even more, right? In the billions of dollars here. So I think it's a smart business decision, I should say, on Charles Woodson's part to get in now. And then, you know, obviously, like I said, maybe he can, you know, a couple extra million here or there, whatever. But it's a very minute percentage. It's 0.1% based off a $5 billion valuation of the franchise, which comes out to $5 million, which, like I said, I guess it just doesn't go as far as it used to. So, I do think it is a very positive thing that they bring Charles Woodson in. He's a Hall of Famer, Northeast Ohio native, you know, has a passion for the area, maybe can give them a little fresh set of eyes on, you know, some things, both on the business side and maybe a little on the football side too. And, but yeah, I don't expect it to dramatically change how they do things going forward.
All right, Daryl, let's keep that narrative going. $5 million doesn't go as far as it used to. Maybe somebody will throw one our way.
Yeah, well, you know, it hit me because, like, when I saw that and I was thinking, I was like, man, I could hit the lottery. And, like, if I win, I'm like, not even going to get 1% of an NFL franchise?
It hurts, right?
Right. Not it does. It really does.
All right, Daryl, good stuff. I'll be looking for more stadium updates as they come. And we look forward to talking to you, as always, next week.
You bet. Take care.
Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland sports beat reporter, there with us, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We'll react to what Daryl had to say, stadium stuff-wise and beyond as well. Should Kenny Pickett be the leader in the room entering OTAs and beyond? And again, Daryl had some really good stuff on it, but the essential of going out there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And saying, hey, we got bigger priorities right now. We got better things. We got to move on from this. And we can't be continue to be bogged down. But maybe give us some money. Like, that's essentially what it feels like. That is the comments made, all wrapped up into one very uneducated sentence. It's just like, hey, yeah, you guys can pretty much, you know, we're not saying go ahead and move, but we know we're not going to stop you. We understand that you're probably getting on and moving to Brook Park, but hey, maybe toss us some money on your way out. And it feels like that's what we're boiled down to. And Daryl had laid it out perfectly, both in that interview and on social media. It felt like we got to the spot that it almost felt like we were always getting to, where the two sides are just going to meet up in a room, say, all right, how much money do you want? Let's agree on a number. Here's that number. Enjoy the check. We're gone. But yeah, comments made like that, I'm not saying that Cleveland's just laying down and saying, okay, goodbye. But this was the first real admission today that even the city of Cleveland knows there's not much we're going to do to stop them. They are going to move to Brook Park. And we have to accept that at some point and figure out what's next. Now, I'm hoping that what's next is something, you know, some actual development happening on the lakefront, something actually going through and getting done with the area that is essentially just parking lots and three buildings. Go through and actually do something with it. Full support. I love the idea of a dome in Brook Park. I think that's a very nice thing that brings a lot of things into Cleveland, concerts, other major sporty events, wrestling events. You pretty much pick it, you name it, you have a dome and the ability to do it there. I just feel like, hey, you got to get something. Hey, there has to be something on the other end too. Can't just be an area that you go through and nothing happens with it and it's just an abandoned stadium sitting on the lakefront for the next, you know, decade. Nobody wants to see that. It's not a good look. It's an eyesore. So go through and actually do something with it. But yes, this was step one into Brook Park is happening. Everybody knows Brook Park is happening. And I thought that was interesting things being said today. And things that I'm relatively happy about. 216-474-0092. Get your thoughts in here on the stadium. Todd is in Ward 1. What's going on, Todd?
Jake, I am mildly intrigued by the thought of the Browns throwing some money back to demolish the stadium. Did I hear that correctly in Daryl's assessment?
Yeah, something of the sort. I mean, essentially, they're going to be handing a check over to Cleveland basically on the departure that I think would go to part of that. And then probably also, if we're reading the room correctly, a good chance that they send some money back for a redevelopment there as well.
that's a good corporate citizen move right there by the Haslam family. I want Major League Soccer in Cleveland. I really do. I want to see something happen where that is able to get done. It doesn't necessarily have to be that stadium that's sitting there now. There's space inside the city, other spots that are relatively close to downtown. And I do want the Browns to raise up. But as much as I like the idea of them going to Brook Park, I'm kind of mixed on how much more I like the idea of those two hotels that are going to be 200-room hotels each that are going to be next to that stadium out there in Brook Park, because that's going to be such a contributor to people coming in, whether they're coming in for the game or not. The hotel that was right on top of the airport, I think is gone.
Pretty sure, right? Yeah. Yep.
And there's some other redevelopment that needs to be done out there. So I'm like, this is a good idea. And Cleveland needs to take care of Tower City, man. So if you got X amount of dollars, what I heard was 100 plus something million to help with the Browns already in place, and Tower City sits right on top of the Rapid Line, and there's already a mall in there that needs to be renovated. Help Dalton Gilbert's people out, man. Gilbert's an excellent corporate citizen, and that's what they're working on, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would think so. You go through, it'd be nice to see something done with that area. The Major League Soccer thing is interesting because very clearly that's not going to come through any help of the Haslams, not only because...
Where do they need to?
Right, but I mean, the Haslams have the stake in, obviously, the Columbus Crew,
right,
that they bought back a few years ago, so they're not going to help out with that, but it doesn't have to be them. It can be anybody else. I think that's interesting. Anytime you add something else into the realm of, you know, Cleveland getting a major sports team, I mean, there's definitely supporters around here. It's a melting pot, and a lot of the people in that melting pot certainly love soccer, so I wouldn't be surprised to see that either.
I'm here to tell you, Jake, I've been studying the MLS for the better part of 25 years at this point, man. And those teams are making money. Those owners are coming in with long dollars. They'll build their own stadium. They will. They will build their own stadium with little to none taxpayer dollars invested in it. And the popularity of everything is connected to Major League Soccer is coming along just fine. And Cleveland has a fan base of just sports fans, period. They'll tie on to Major League Soccer. I like to see that happen. But more important, I want to see the city take whatever money they were claiming they were going to spend on the Browns that was already in place, not money they were going to get that was already in place, and moving on some things around downtown that would be much better suited for the taxpayer to capitalize on, even if that means knocking down the stadium and getting – and destroying Brook Park, not Brook Park, Burk Lakefront Airport. But Gilbert, I repeat and exit, Gilbert's a good corporate citizen. He really is. So dump some money over in Tower City, man. Help them out.
I mean, it would be great. And Todd, I appreciate the call, yep, as always. I think that the big thing here, though, is that you look at it and you say, okay, the Browns are going to toss money to the city of Cleveland upon the departure, you know, maybe help with the destruction of the current stadium that's there, maybe help with... You know, anything else that goes beyond that. And then Daryl laid out, there's a good chance they probably toss some money back into the redevelopment of the lakefront as well. Make something happen. Do something in the city. Don't just let that area go neglected beyond what it already is right now. Just start to throw something together. Get something there. But I also like Todd's point. The hotels actually make a difference too. The development around the Cleveland International Airport definitely make the city more accessible and actually have people coming in into the county and then helping you that way as well. Not to mention you're already pouring, what, $2 billion into the airport itself. Area around that would also be really nice. 216-474-0092. If you guys want to jump in, get your thoughts in on stadium talk as well. Should Kenny Pickett be the leader of the room entering Browns OTAs? Get you my thoughts and potentially a little bit Guardians coming your way as well as we get ready for Get a Grip at 9 o'clock. It's Overtime with Jake Volnick with you guys right here on The Fan. And a lot coming up here in the later and the show as well. Want to get you guys known. We're going to talk some Jared Allen coming up probably around 9:40. And, of course, Michael Markoch is going to join us in the 10 o'clock hour. But for right now, let's get to the most pressing things said by our station's guests today. Let's do it with the station buzz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, let's keep the conversation going on the Browns, because Ken Anthony this morning had on Browns left guard Joel Bitonio, in which he talked about getting a little Browns offensive identity in the mix.
It's easy to put on paper, but we're trying to develop that as a group and an offense. Like I said, we want to be multiple. We want a marriage of the run and pass. We want to be physical. We want to play fast. You know, all these things that an efficient offense does, and just not hurt ourselves. I mean, it stinks because we've been very bad at it, but Kevin has always stressed, don't turn the ball over. And I think we want to do that this year. Like, we think we have the defensive players play great defense, and if we can control the ball on offense and take advantage of those big plays when we have them, like, we think we can get back some of that magic, you know, from 2023.
So it's not an offensive identity that is going to excite anybody. Like, it's kind of an offensive identity that I think a lot of people in today's NFL are like, oh, that's kind of gross. You're going to take care of the football. You're going to protect the football. AKA, at times you may be a slow-moving offense. You may be an offense that dink and dimes its way down the field and maybe stalls out in different moments. And we're going to rely pretty heavily on the defensive side of things to be able to get it done. But in reality, guys, that's sort of the best type of offense to have in the current AFC, right? We saw the Eagles have that type of offense over in the NFC. But it's for the Super Bowl that we look at it and say, no, it's actually a pretty good mindset. It's a pretty good thought process. Because every team in the AFC right now, okay, that's near the top, is like, I want to get the ball into my star quarterback's hands about as often as possible and give him as much time as possible to get something done and create offense and create points, because that's what they do best. Well, let's make sure he has the ball at the least amount of time possible. Let's rely on that defense that, you know, with a competent offense next to it, should hopefully find some success a little bit more than they did last year, probably somewhere in between the 2023 success and the 2024 lack of it. But it's a good mentality to have, and I think that's why, in a lot of ways, the Stefanski offense does kind of work in the AFC, but it's got to be executed, and they do have to take care of the football. as many times they've tried to run this back and make this thing happen, it feels like the one thing they can never get right. Just get you a quarterback who protects the football. Very possible that between Kenny Pickett, Dillon Gabriel, and Shedeur Sanders, I'm thinking at least one of those guys has got to come through and be able to do that. More on the Browns. Albert Breer on with Nick and JP on Afternoon Drive today of the MMQB. And he talked about a proposal in front of league meetings happening tomorrow where they want to reseed the way that the playoffs work and what it's all about.
I'm not wild about it, but this isn't about fairness. This is about television. If you have open seating, you'll have more compelling games and give teams more to play for in week 17 and week 18 instead of teams resting, guys. And I think a flashpoint for them was the Rams last year.
Yeah, so a lot of what this is, because if you haven't looked at it and you don't know what I'm talking about, basically they're going to reseed and make this thing happen on a scale of, okay, just because you win your division doesn't mean you get a top four seed in your conference in the playoffs. It's going to go strictly based off of record. Win your division and you're in, but hey, you might be the seven seed, right? If you're a team that goes 9-8 and wins a terrible division, you might be the seven seed. I think that Albert has nailed this entirely, that this has nothing to do with football. This has nothing to do with, well, you know, teams are going through and sort of getting robbed because the Lions proposed this. The Lions were playing a very impactful game, but almost in a very rare instance where a team that won 14 games and would have not been a top seed in the NFC in that case. It ended up being the Vikings doing the exact same thing, having to take a lower seed despite winning 14 games. But this is going to be the Roger Goodell support and the owner support coming on the idea that, well, we create better games in week 17 and 18 where teams might not be resting quite as much because they have to compete for playoff seeding now from top to bottom, and they're not going to be guaranteed to be locked into their spot. And as soon as you do that and teams are competing week 17 and 18, more people care, more people turn on the TV and are interested in the games happening. The owners are probably going to love this. I know Roger Goodell is behind this idea, so a pretty good chance that I think we get here and continue moving with that idea as well. All right, let's talk a little bit of Cavs. Danny Cunningham, Inside Shot Substack, Locked On Cavs. You can hear him on The Fan from time to time as well. He talked about, with Ken and Anthony this morning, the idea of running it back with the core four.
Running it back as is, I do think, would be somewhat of a mistake for this group because they've finished, and not the same exact spot, but they've finished with some sort of disappointment in each of the last three postseasons. And Kobe Altman spoke to sort of what he viewed as the mental toughness, and he kind of pointed at the end of game two quite a bit during that press conference if you listened. Like, he is very clearly not over that game, and he shouldn't be. I don't think anybody in that organization should be over what happened at the end of game two against the Pacers, but it's kind of a how come this hasn't been learned by now type of thing. The series was kind of lost in that game, and we didn't necessarily want to say it at the time because you don't want to count a team out, especially a 64-win team that's not healthy and could be getting guys back. But the Cavs really never recovered from the moment that Tyrese Haliburton shot hit the bottom of the net at the end of game two.
Yeah, with the game two assessment, I think Danny is absolutely spot on right from the get there because he can't. Like, there's no way that you bounce back from that, and that should live in the head of everybody within the front office, management, and player from the Cleveland Cavaliers, because it's a monumental choke. You can't be up by 7 with 45 seconds and walk away and lose the game. Not in today's NBA. That doesn't happen. Inbound the basketball. But the other thing, and I think where the conversation is relevant as it comes to splitting up the core four, because I'm someone who believes that you can keep it together and make it work. But when you've gone through and you've seen the result for 3 years, I definitely understand the idea that you can't. Because like Danny said, what have you learned? It feels like nothing. It feels like all of this playoff experience just goes through and nobody makes the adjustment for it. And nobody learns from what they already did. And I'm waiting for something to be learned from the Cavs with all of the experience that they have. And if you're not going to do that next year, if this group can't get that done, well, then there's no point in running back the core four. There's absolutely no point. This team has to make a monumental step forward if they're going to be able to do that. More on the Cavs today on Afternoon Drive. Nick and JP talking to John Fanta of Fox Sports. And he talked about the team's toughness and what it means.
to me, it's a collective thing. And it's what Kobe Altman spoke of yesterday when he said there's a toughness that's missing. The toughness has been missing now for a couple of years. When you say, I believe in this core group, I believe in what we've got. Well, do you? Do you when you're questioning the toughness?
And I think that's a really good spot for John Fanta to sort of chime in, because it's really tough to say, well, this team's not tough enough. Mentally, they're not tough enough. Physically, at times, I think that we could see, and maybe Kobe didn't say this, but I think we could all see physically they were not tough enough at different times. How confident can you be? Mental toughness is not something that just exudes confidence to me. And I'm like, oh, they're going to figure it out. They're going to be fine. Mental toughness is like, wow, this team has a serious problem. They have a real issue. And it does. It hurts the confidence that you can have in the Cavs. And when you go through and you watch them play a series like they did against the Pacers, it will and should hurt the confidence that you have in the Cavs. That team has to be better. They have to find a way to overcome that. And I don't have a ton of confidence in a group that can't figure out that exact problem that they've had year after year. When the lights are too bright, that's a mental toughness thing, right? That's rising to the occasion. But you know what? First time that they were in it is a full squad against New York. It was like, okay, it wasn't a great line by Jared Allen, but I can see where that's reality. Lights shouldn't be too bright against Orlando. Lights certainly shouldn't be too bright in Indiana. There's just a lack of playoff toughness, and I think that was a really good way to put it. I just don't know where people are expecting the belief to magically fly out of the air from. And I think that's where we got right now with this team could win 82 games in the regular season next year. And I don't know that there's a single Cavs fan that's smiling other than the fact of like, hey, that record's pretty cool, but what do you do in the playoffs? Now what are you going to go and do? And that's going to be on the exact mind of everybody around the city. All right, let's wrap things up here. Scott Braun of Foul Territory TV on with Nick and JP as well today. And he jumped in and talked about the Guardians' path towards the end of the season.
There's a lot of good pieces. They've done a really nice job of developing from within both pitching and position players now. Here's the biggest problem, guys, in my mind. The AL Central's really good. You really have four legit playoff contenders in this division, which you had for most of last year. I think the Guardians are going to hover in this range. They'll probably do a light buy at the trade deadline, and you'll see if you catch some fire. I mean, the one thing that bothers me, and I'm sure it bothers many Guardians fans, is you want to see them spend a little bit more, and it's not a sexy team.
It's not a sexy team. And honestly, exactly what Scott laid out is like my worst nightmare. Watching this team year after year somehow go through and manage to compete and manage to be in that window and then light by at the deadline and then don't turn into playoff success. Like, wouldn't you just like them to go all in at one point? And they did in like 2016 and 2017. They actually made improvements and tried to bring this team along and it didn't work out. But like, spend that kind of money. When you're going through, like last year, when you're atop of the AL Central, it's a good time to spend that kind of money. Because if not, it feels like we're in this constant loop. Well, the team is supposed to be competing, but it's somehow also rebuilding. And we have a ton of positions not figured out where we're rotating guys all year long. And other teams just don't have that problem. Great teams in the MLB don't have that problem. Yet the Guardians seem to have it year after year. And in the AL Central coming along the way that it is, you got to figure out that problem fast. Because let me tell you, the Royals are not going through that problem. They have several guys who are star players that they can lean on. And the Tigers are getting closer and closer to solving that problem as well. Somebody has to actually step up and win a job here. And I'm still waiting on it to happen. And until then, welcome to the endless cycle. All right. That'll do it for the station, Buzz. Again, get a grip. We're going to push back to 920. So in the meantime, I want to ask you, 216-474-0092. As you go through and you look at it, should Kenny Pickett be the leader in the room entering the Browns offseason? Should he be number one in taking the number one reps? We'll also probably get to something about the Guardians here coming up in about 5 minutes as well on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.